Well, we were all there, but it was very, very, very serious because security forces were all over around the courtyard. It was something like watertight security. And so nobody could be stood with anything. And then we were inside the court when this camera and then tended us, and then we aligned, and they came into the dock, and they sat down and wait just to hear from the judge. So in short time, they will read the verdict against them.
So after the verdict, what was the reaction where you are?
The reaction, according to some of the human rights activists I spoke to, they say this would just serve as a warning to some of the Guinean authorities who feel that they are above the law and they can just take the law into their own hands and to do whatever they want to do against human beings. And they also say, but they also said that the military junta who is now currently in power in Guinea, they say they will see themselves will learn from what has happened to Dadis Camara and others, But others, other human rights activists, they are also saying that even though the sentences have been rendered and against Dadis Camara and others, all they want now is for them to be compensated because they chartered lawyers for the victims and they did lots of expenses, so they want to be paid. So they are also happy that Guinea, for the first time, has been able to put up a case like this and dealt with it properly without any hindrance. Because in the past, they say a lot of crimes have been committed since 1958, and that they say this will serve as a deterrent to any one of these Guinean officers who might have an intention to do whatever they can do against human beings.
Do they have a chance of appeal, or this is the end of the whole situation?
Well, it's like it is the beginning of the whole situation, I should say again, because they were given 2 weeks at least to appeal against the sentences. And but we don't know now whether this will have the capacity or the money to pay any longer its lawyers and to get it others, because they have to pay a lot of damages, so for people who were raped, they have to pay between $200,000 and $300,000 to each of the rape victims. And those who died, they also have to pay something like $200,000 to each one of the people who died. And can you imagine, about 150 people, were killed, according to human rights and the organizations, they say they were killed. So each one of these, that has to be paid between $100,000 and $200,000. And also people who got wounded, they say they have to be paid, they have to be compensated, with $150,000. So we don't know where this money is coming from. And the state says it has nothing to pay and isn't going to pay for anybody. And the state is not found guilty of anything, of any offenses during the 20th September Stadium massacre. So those who committed it have to pay for it.